arrives. The next Pittsburgh Bay Point train will be here in about 5 minutes. Please stand clear of the doors. Doors will be closing. Please board on up. Stand clear of the doors.
Today we're going to be talking about license plates that say DST down the side.
And again, please stand clear of the doors. Doors will need to be closed.
Something that I saw a while ago and didn't know what it was, and it was weird.
Doors now closing. Clear. Doors now closing.
But first, rider mail.
Next stop is Embarcadero. Embarcadero. Embarcadero Station, this is the final San Francisco stop. Current time is now 5:10.
Okay, never mind. I can't find the rider mail that I thought I remembered.
Embarcadero Station.
So
final
let's
stop of this
search
train
for,
here is Pleasant Hill.
That 4321.
Again, if there is no room to come into the car, please try another car. Otherwise, if you can't board on up, please stand away from the doors. Doors will need to be closed.
Is it 4321?
And again, everybody, sorry about the packed train. If there is no room, please wait on the platform for the next train.
DSTK.
Again, this is a Pleasant Hill train, commuter train only going to Pleasant Hill. Pittsburgh Bay Point train is a B train away. Please stand clear of the doors. Doors will be closing.
Okay, does the California license plate with DST ring
have board all the way out,
license plate
stand clear the doors, doors need to be closed.
L. Yahoo answers, this is right to the good stuff. This morning, while driving to school, I was sharing the road with about 5 to 8 cars, all the same color license plate and model except for a white van, following all the black cars. In the cars, there were some guys in suits, and some of the guys were wearing bulletproof vests, and these cars weren't scattered out like it was a coincidence or anything. The cars stayed in the same order, and when the first car got ahead, the rest would speed up to get back into formation. And I was just wondering if anyone knew anything about this. It's extremely weird, and I won't be able to sleep tonight without knowing. By the way, this was Phoenix, Arizona. Best answer, those belongs to a new vehicle distributor, probably going to an auto show or some press event. And here's a link to dmv.ca.gov.
And please hold on, train will be moving into the outboard. Please hold on.
And no other answers. Occupational plates is what the DMV link says, the URL says. Tow River Health District, Avery Mitchell, Yancey County. Single handle kitchen faucets. Time changes in the year 2016 for Armenia. DST not observed in year 2016. Alright, let's add occupational plates to the search. Standard operating procedure, Transoil Migration Ass AmazingDesigns.com. California Special Interest License Plates, Los Angeles Pierce College, Los Angeles Valley College, the Distributor Plate, and the New Mexico Police. New Year's Eve, 1993, the distributor play the New Mexico Police gather a bunch of factory guys together in a bar, and you can smell the bullshit flying from a mile away. In this case, the factory guys were myself and other field sales managers from America Honda Motor Company. The bar was located inside the good, here's an ad for Get No Holds Bar Take No Prisoners Automotive News in your Facebook feed. In this case, the factory guys were myself and other field sales managers from American Honda Motor Company. The bar was located inside the Marriott in Torrance, California. talk turned to working with Honda dealerships. I made the dealer take more Green Del Sols, and I told him to build a new facility to get his CSI up, said Ed. Then I screwed his daughter. Aha, sure you did. Shortly thereafter, the conversation turned to the new California distributor license plates used by import car corporations on company-owned vehicles. The new version did not spell out the word distributor and instead displayed the letters DST. The next time I get pulled over for speeding and the cops ask what DST means, I'll say it's short for district attorney and I bet he'll let me out with a warning. Aha, sure you will. A few months later, I would attempt that very ticket-beating tactic myself. In late 1993, our once wonderful world at American Honda was going to hell. Due to the federal indictments of current and former Honda sales and marketing division executives were imminent, and the public would learn the sordid truth about our rumored shenanigans. Those of us not involved in the rampant corruption and fraud had been tainted by the actions of the guilty, and we were all probably on fast track to the lawnmower division or, God forbid, Acura. I chose to bolt. But pure coincidence, and with perfect timing, I was given an opportunity to work for Honda's advertising agency at their new regional office in Dallas. I jumped at the chance, as I had previously been with Honda in Texas, and I was newly divorced. I tendered my resignation from Honda effective February 1, 1994, and headed to Dallas to buy a home over the Christmas holidays. It all seems like a whirlwind now. I zipped the 1,400 miles from Los Angeles to Dallas in my company car, a green 1992 Honda Accord Coupe 5-speed manual with a new DST license plate plastered to its rear. I spent a week visiting old friends, purchased a house in Valley Ranch, and headed back to California on the morning of New Year's Eve. I chose the northern route to go home, angling across the Texas Panhandle with I hope this story is going somewhere, because it sure is, like, all over the place. Angling across the Texas Panhandle with plans to pick up the I-40 in Santa Rosa, New Mexico by mid-afternoon. If this is, like, just a long shaggy dog story, you're suffering along with me, listeners. I'm sorry. I'm not editing this out. This is the episode. By mid-afternoon, I was cruising through desolate Clovis. Clovis is a good name. Clovis, New Mexico. A very attentive driver. But I was tired and likely thinking about all my imminent life changes. Worse, I ignored all the warning signs of where and when not to speed. It was a holiday near a one-horse town, and there was no traffic in front of me to block radar. Worst of all, I was on a hilly two-lane highway with limited sight lines. Coming over a rise at probably 15 miles per hour over the limit, there was parked on the right shoulder a Clovis patrol car. A savvy officer, he was only turning on his radar gun when he saw the vehicle rather than being lazy and letting it run continuously. My escort blared, so and frantically downshifted so he would not see my brake lights. I saw him pull out. My right turn signal was on before he even hit his lights. I pulled to the shoulder and assumed the position. Radio off, window down, both hands on the wheel. He was a strapping young guy, probably a former lineman for the local high school football team, and based on his grumpy demeanor, he was not happy to be working on New Year's Eve. I figured he was a rookie working his first FNG shift. I could not engage him in any conversation. Any chance of getting a warning, sir? Nope. He took my license and registration back to his cruiser and wrote me up. He returned to my car and mechanically ran down the standard information about the ticket and how to pay it. And then his attitude suddenly softened and he asked, what kind of license plate is that anyway? I've heard people talking in tongues when under duress, but I never thought it was happening to me. Before I realized the implications, I heard myself saying, officer, I really don't want to say. I don't want to appear like I'm pulling rank on you. You have a job to do and I'm guilty here. What do you mean? Who are you? That's a district attorney plate. I'm a DA for Los Angeles County. He stared at me for what seemed like 30 seconds and smiled for the first time. That's great you did that. You won't believe the number of feds running around this state. When I stop them, the first thing they say is, I'm a cop. Like that means they have immunity or something. He then proceeded to regale me with stories of pulling over the mayors of neighboring towns. He started to grill me about being a district attorney. How many DAs do you have? I said 80. I looked it up later and found the actual number was closer to 900. Remember, we talked about criminals in the recent Rodney King riots in L.A. Then I realized he was still holding my registration of showing the Accord belonging to America Honda, not Los Angeles County. I started to envision perjury charges and New Year's Eve in jail in bumfuck New Mexico. That's P-H-U-C-K. So the guy has some standards. I was suddenly scared to death. This was not as much fun as we envisioned back at the Torrance Marriott. I just lied to an L.E.O. for the first time in my life. L.E.O. Huh. I bet that means police officer. That's what. That's why it's L.E.O. or something. After what seemed like an eternity, he handed me back the paperwork and said he would void my ticket. He thanked me again for being so upstanding and told me to slow it down. I started shaking as I pulled away, and I realized that I needed to get out of New Mexico pronto. What if he's about to get off ship and he tells his fellow officers about the L.A. County D.A. and they crack up? Look at the registration, rookie. What if there was an APB issued for the green Honda California license plate number DST-3421? It's all DST-3421. Every single one of these is... after you get popped for speeding, you typically drive away the speed limit for about 10 minutes and then say, screw it, and resume your normal speed. I crawled the remaining 375 miles across New Mexico at the speed limit on high alert for police helicopters and roadblocks. I was certain the agriculture check station at the New Mexico-Arizona line would have more patrol cars waiting for me than in the final scenes of Blues Brothers movie, but none were to be found. I was home free. At 11:30 that night, I asked the clerk at the Holiday Inn in Holbrook, Arizona, where to celebrate the New Year. She directed me to the local American Legion Hall down the street. I literally partied with cowboys and Indians that night. A nice end to a long day. 6 weeks later, as I drove a U-Haul truck to Dallas, I chose the southern route through New Mexico and stuck to the speed limit. The Texas state line never looked so good. So it's all 3421. Okay, what is an LEO? I'm going to look this up. LEO acronym. Low Earth Orbit. Leopard. Law Enforcement Officer. Okay, that makes sense. Try another search. DST license plate. What does... vehicle distributor license plate, vehicle distributor motorcycle license plate. So a new kind of license plate. Does anyone know what? If I'm not mistaken, it's a distributor plate. I believe auto manufacturer regional offices use those. It's weird. Why would they need that? DST stand for in a license plate, chacha.com. The acronym DST in a license plate means distributor. It may be also be abbreviated as Dister. What is DST? This is another same thing. Same question on chacha.com, another page. What does DST on a car license plate in California indicate? DST, or daylight savings time, is both a blessing and a curse. Oh, this site seems real reliable. Its purpose is to make the day go longer. Daylight saving by setting clocks forward 1 hour. Wow, good to know. License plates with symbols. Dismantler. Apparently there's a DSM as well. This is officer.com, which is a forum for police officers, I guess. Blue Chameleon asks, when making a traffic stop, how do you read off license plates that have symbols on there, like hearts, stars, etc.? Our department does not have MDTs yet, and I have yet to run one of these license plates. How does your department's dispatch center handle these things? User hate criminals, that's H8 criminals, in the good old US of A. Hey Blue, good question. I know I must be confused the heck out of officers from other states. The answer is quite simple if you can memorize this. Stars precede tag with an SS star, hearts with an HT star, hands with an HS. Get the idea? Actually, I'm kidding. The tags are considered personalized plates and should be run using only the letters and shapes, letters and numbers, no shape. I.e., I know heart you would be run as a personalized I know you. Some states call them vanity plates or specialty plates, but it's all the same thing. Has anyone else out of California seen those plates and wondered the same thing Blue did? Blue Chameleon. Thanks, hate criminals. What about special dealer plates? Most dealer plates that I know of are short and the print is smaller. This one that I saw was different. It was something like this. D12345V, how would you read the D and V part? TCSD1236 writes, this has always been a pet peeve of mine. New York has something like 149 different plate styles. They make gobs off the vanity plate business. I try to run the odd plates for my NBT, but I usually wind up calling it in to dispatch. There is a special code they use to run the vanity plates. Some of the municipal plates are as much a problem. Then out-of-state plates are a pain. The smaller vertical lettering never seems to matter when I run an out-of-state plate. My pet peeve is the MDT responses. Some states have a squared-away response that has everything down to previous cars that the plate appeared on, previous plates appearing on that car, details, suspension info. Other states barely send you a registered owner's name and address. Get together and come up with one kick-ass uniform format for DMV responses, but I have to spend 10 minutes trying to decode the readout. DKT writes, Texas has about the same number of special plates, and it can be a royal pain. If there was a standard format, it would be so much easier. Also, ever try to decipher the out-of-state ill response? Three response? There's three vertical lines in this word. It might be an ill, it might be illy, it might be lil, it might be three. Optimistic pessimist, hope for the best, but expect the worst. Jack. Dawn, forum member. Location wherever I happen to park the RV. I'm convinced that the last thing the world, the lawmakers, want to do is make it easy on cops. Not only with all the different formats, but different colors for the same states. Then you have states like Arizona that in some years have issued two plates and in some years have issued one plate. Azarona, he writes, actually. Moving into the state when I did, I was issued one plate for each vehicle, but one plate on a vehicle registered in California, K-A-L-I-P-H-O-R-N-I-A, he writes, when I worked there, guaranteed a traffic stop. Whatever happens, let's don't standardize anything. It might make it too easy for cops. Happiness is a warm puppy, Charlie Brown. Happiness is summertime, Snoopy. 6P1 retired. Night shift. This user is no longer active. Location, Florida, USA. Florida allegedly leads the nation in number of completely different designs. Honest to God, sometimes we're not even sure that it's a Florida plate. P-I-T-A. Hate criminals. Blue. Usually the tags are read from left to right. With that, if there are two stacked letters on the left, read them as top to bottom, then left to right. The limit tags are that way. There's a U over S, then 12345. Read it as US 12345. By the way, I just applied for my personalized plates for my Jeep. No donut. That they wanted to deny me because they thought it was insulting to cops until I showed them I was one. And they thought it was funny. Blue. Also, have you applied for your confidentiality yet?
Yeah, it also seems like that game especially would be able to support that because it has the station fairly simple to say, like, in this zone, focus the camera on the station. They would have to wait for the same. You could do a crazy gross thing.
Now, here's some image search results. Delta Sigma Theta. New York Delta Sigma Theta license plate, Brooklyn Alumni Chapter, Delta. Delta Sigma Theta Auto. Delta Sigma Theta license plate. This is not what I'm looking for. Well, alright. That's enough. I'll talk to you guys next week. That's really plenty.